You are listening to the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network.
Hi, it's Kathy. We're back for another episode of Meet Us in Buellton.
Hi, everyone. Mackenzie here. Today we have Ali and Richard from Ali's Grill from Brazil. Welcome.
Hi there. Thank you for having us over here today.
Well, we are so excited to have you both as guests on the show. It's really fun to have two guests. I don't think we've ever done this, right, Kathy, with two people?
I don't think so. So this is a first. It's great.
Great. Well, let's just go ahead and dive into some questions so we can get to know your restaurant. So first off, just tell us a little bit about Ali's and the restaurant, how it was started, and kind of the beginnings of all this.
So Ali started in 2008 as a catering and then went to restaurant in 2012. We both grew up with food people. My grandma owns a restaurant. I'm the fourth generation on the restaurant business. Richard's mom is a well-known Brazilian chef, native Brazilian. And we're both part of that. So I came from the wine business to the restaurant. Well, it's a natural thing, I believe, for everybody in the wine business. But and Richard grew up in the kitchen. We always play that he born in the kitchen, because his mom was due and he was still cooking. So food for us, it's been a passion. It's been in a family for generations. And that's how everything starts. Just trying to bring the fine dining at the time. Richard wants to open a restaurant, but he didn't know as much how the restaurant business runs. So he decides to put himself out there and work, you know, as a service, and then went to being a chef, worked many years under a master chef, and then became a chef on his own. And we opened the restaurant. And that's how we start everything solving. But when I came from Brazil, I came to Buellton. So Buellton's like my second hometown, kind of for me.
Awesome.
It feels like I'm home when I'm in Buellton, because that's where I immigrated to as an exchange student. And awesome. We always had this plan to open and thing in Buellton too, not just in Salvain, having Buellton. COVID just opened that door for us.
Well, that's great. I love that. And I love how you've made Buellton your home. That's amazing.
Yeah, it was the only place I would not get lost.
Well, good.
So Ali and Richard, tell us what type of food you serve. I mean, I know it's Brazilian food, but maybe a little bit more about it, or what can we expect from your new restaurant?
So Ali's Grill from Brazil will have a 100% Brazilian food. We both grew up in Brazil. And so we'll have, you know, beans, rice, mashed potato, salads. There's going to be a buffet with probably about 10 options on each, hot and cold. But the main part of that restaurant will be the barbecue, which it will have. I have a rotisserie grill that has about 60 skewers rotating, and it's very visible to everybody who comes into the door. And that's where actually most people get excited about it. And so we decided to put that grill right in front. And so our hood, it's in the front of the house. So that way, when you come into the door, that's the first thing that you will notice, that giant grill with a whole bunch of food rotating. And that's kind of exciting.
Wow.
But that does not mean that's all we carry. You could be pescatarian. We'll have a fish stew of the day there for you. You could be vegetarian. Or even vegan. And so we have food for all kinds of people, all the way from kids to adults to, you know, anybody who come in the door are welcome. And I assure you that you will find something there to eat. And it's very casual, but you could also have a really nice meal. You know, you can sit down, have a glass of wine. We'll have really great wines. We're fortunate to live in a place where there are great wines around us and great beer also. So we're so fortunate here. You know, Ali and I were both also winemakers. We make our own wine. Ali's Ali Brew Vino. And so we'll carry our wines, but we also carry wines from around us. And so we're very fortunate. We're very excited about this new concept here in the Central Coast.
We're super excited to have you guys come to Buellton. And I know my mouth is watering just hearing you talk about the food, but we're excited. And the fact that you got a beer and wine license is awesome to go along with it. So good for you guys. We're excited. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, we are very excited. So we've come from two different regions. Richard is from the Amazon, and I'm from the northeast of Brazil, Recife. And it's known for the culinary. So the fish, Richard, always been known as the most peak chef in the coast for the fish. So it's going to have a little bit of the natural culture of the native Brazilian. So it's something that you don't find everywhere. The mix of fruits and vegetables, the heart of palms on almost every single dish of salads and details. We also trying to bring people from Brazil so you really taste the authentically flavors of, you know, of a country. So it's awesome. That's the whole goal.
That's great. And like Kathy said, my mouth is watering too. That sounds really good.
Many types of meat.
Yeah, that's great. And I love how you've made that kind of the attention grabber right when you walk into the restaurant. That's the first thing they're going to see is those mm-hmm. skewers. So that's really neat. What is going to be different about this new location in Buellton?
So we come from a fine dining. We had been elected the third most romantic restaurant in the country by LA Times from Solvang area. So we come from the fine dining to the casual, to more easygoing. It's not obligated to be in the restaurant to sit down and eat. You can just come and put your food and take it home, or you can enjoy it at the restaurant. But the main thing for us was quality-wise. We want to continue with the same big name of being offering the best what the local can produce. And the quality, it's fresh made for lunchtime, we would do in the morning. For dinner time, we're going to do at 3 o'clock. So every food will be fresh produced. Well, we'll have low sodium. What quality wise, I think you can eat 365 days of the year with us and you would not going to have any side effect of high cholesterol or, you know, obesity or things like that, mm-hmm. or just diabetes or things. You will have a really nice meal every day of the week with us and change your meals because it's a buffet line where one day you just want to have a salad. You can just have salads. Or the other day you want to just have hot plate dish with the fish, you can do that. But if you want to have a nice barbecue, juicy, you can have that. Or just, you know, instead of meat, you're going to have a pineapple grill as your main sort of energy. So you can have that. So that's the whole idea. It's provide healthy meal daily, produce on time with that it's good for your body. And make with a lot of love because everything for us comes from a passion and to care for every person that comes through our door.
Awesome. There's a Brazilian tradition, Allie. It's where you pay by the pound. Are you guys going to have that as well?
So that's the whole goal. So in Brazil, we are very aware of waste. You know, it's not it is a rich country, but it's a lot of poverty too. Mm-hmm. And that was the whole idea. We don't really have a steakhouses in Brazil that it's all you can eat. You pay a fee and all you can eat. We do by the pound because also people that have a diet or, you know, they are concerned and to the waste. And that was one of the big deal for us. We want to eliminate waste. We noticed that, you know, take the food to home. It doesn't mean you're going to eat it. It may be it's going to be sitting down in your fridge for 2 or 3 days and you're going to throw away.
Right.
So this culture of putting too much in a plate and just to throw away, that's what we really want to bring to our customers is that eat what you can really eat at this time. And then just, you don't have to have this big plate that is going to overwhelm you and you want to later on just sleep because you overeat or something. It's more like be concerned with what your body can handle.
Right.
And just pay for what you really eating.
I think we all grew up with, you know, clean your plate or you don't get dessert, right?
Yes. So maybe it's that's kind not of the case that anymore. Pretty much. You pay by the pound, you pay by what you put in your plate or you put in your to-go box And that means it's what you're eating. Yep. You know, even in Brazil, like if you go eat in a restaurant, for example, and you see that if you want to take to go what you have left over, they will charge you to the for to go box.
Interesting.
Because our concept is if you're taking to go, it's that means you're going to eat it, right? Or you're just going to create a more trash, you know, more environment wise, everything. People sometimes forget about that, but when you get a box to go, you also have to think on the environment where right, the box right. is going to go, right?
Yeah.
So that whole concept to be careful with what you throw into the trash, is that what we want to bring to the valley?
And, awesome.
You know, eat what, pay by the pound so you finish your plate there and you don't have any much trash.
Right. No, it's a good concept. I think that's awesome.
I love how much thought you've put into all of this. Has that kind of always been the focus of Allie's, is to, you know, really think about how much you're putting on your plate and making sure it's healthy for everyone and has healthy options for everyone?
Yeah, even when we were a fine dining restaurant in Solvang, we always thought of that. You know, it's always been important as Brazilian. All Brazilians, we're always worry about our bodies, you know, and what we're eating, if we're, you know, having enough vegetables and, you know, eating fruits throughout the day and, you know, drinking enough water. You know, you got grandmas around us, you know, hey, did you eat your meal? And, you know, did you drink water? Drinking, you know, the, you know, grandmas and mamas, you know, they're, so the Brazilians are always worry about that stuff. And so, you know, you can still infuse that into restaurants. So, you know, restaurants is a business. So, well, of course, we want people to, you know, if you pay by the pound, the bigger the plate, I guess, the more the money. But it really isn't what we want. We really would like you to enjoy a meal. You know, we would like, you know, I spend enormous amounts of time to prepare all this, you know, beautiful food and, you know, making sure that it's good for your body. And I would like you to come in and be satisfied with the meals, but also you would feel good about after you leave. You know, how many people would go to a restaurant and they'll eat, and then by the time they finish it, they just don't feel right. You know, it's just maybe they ate too much, or you know, right. Like we want you to be able to come back the next day. You know, if you did not feel right that day, you're gonna come back. Right. You know? And we are worried about health. You know, we want to live here for a long time. We want our friends to live for a long time. You know, and I enjoy what I do, and I want to do the best that I can. I want to think about it. I want to think about health, you know, health wise. And so we've always thought that way. You know, even when we're fine dining, we're gonna go into a casual restaurant, but I still believe that we can still do that. You know, it does not mean just because it's casual, you can eat anything you would like. I can still prepare great meals and healthy meals, you know. And I think the environment itself will be awesome too, you know. It's Brazilian. We have live Brazilian music probably throughout the weekend. It's going to take some time, but the concept will be like, I want you to feel home when you come into a restaurant. It's a family restaurant. You're going to feel welcome. And you're going to feel comfortable. You're going to sit down or take it to go, however you would like. Mm-hmm. But you will feel home. You will feel welcome. That's the main important for us as a business owner and as my business partner here, a life partner. Mm-hmm. We want that for everybody who comes into that door.
Sounds very inviting and focusing on the healthy ingredients that you choose to use. Do you source some of your produce locally, or where do you kind of find your ingredients for your recipes?
So we are going to try to be 100% local. And while we cannot have a local, we would try to choose smart enough to be organic and growing in a healthy way. Awesome. But we also do vineyard management. So we also grow some of our vegetables right. between the lines and explore that area too.
Oh, cool.
But the main products will be local.
Great.
Like before.
And we grow some great produce around here. So that's exciting to hear, because yes, we know it's good stuff.
I like that, because I feel like it really, and you've already touched on this a little bit, but it really fits your motto of earth to table healthy, right? Isn't that your motto that you're kind of going by?
Yes, it's always been how we do it. So I do daily shopping for my house, for example. I go in the morning, I go to Refugio Road or to the other little kiosks we have, and then, oh, okay, what is going to be our lunch today? We get the, and then we consume daily. I know it takes a little bit more time, but for me, it's so important to have this fresh, this crunchy, like my kid, when he eats a salad, if he doesn't have a crunch, he said, "Mommy, it's no good. It's overdue." So it's important. So the same thing will be at the restaurant, like it was on the other one. It will come in the morning. We order the daily products to be served, to be prepped in the morning through the night. And the next day we order again. So it's like Richard always says, it's a lot of thought. It's a lot of time that go enough, because we really do out of love. In the other, in Ali's, in Solvay, we had people that dine with us daily, dining with us. And it was more of an older crowd. So it became family for us. So we knew, okay, oh, this person is coming. No salt on her fish. We would do it Lyman, because we have to take care of this or that. So it always been like that for us. It's always about a passion. I wanna create a business that my kid one day come in and say, my mom and my dad is that. He grow up seeing those kind of people on the table and dine. You know, we even when we close Ali, we were still offering dinners for the for customers that has dined with us every day, because it became family. You know, it's like my kid calls, oh, this is uncle, this person, this is grandma. It's for them, it's family. He been since in my belly, in the restaurant with me and Richard. Aww. And he growing up in that environment. So I want him to be proud of whatever we put out there. You know, my dad, oh, this fish is not good for this person because, dad, this fish was yesterday fish, right? And things like that. For him, is he cares, you know, like we had someone that I'm not going to say the name, but she's well known in Solvay because she used to have her walker and walk around town, and she would dine with us every day. And then when we close, we start saying, you know, don't worry, I have to cook dinner for me. I'll cook dinner for you. And we would drop off. It was 5:30. If we're not out of the house to drop off dinner, this 7 years old will look at me and say, Mom, what about grandma? Is we not going to drop off dinner for her? What's going on? He will get worried. So it became serving family. So it's personal for us, you know, the restaurant. It's going to be just having, I want to create the same environment that I had in Solvay. So it's going to be like bring family home. And then everyone that is coming through our doors, it's family. So however we can make them feel love, we will. And it's through our food that we do that.
That's awesome. We can tell you're into your customer service for sure, and just taking care of those people that have certain, you know, health habits that they need to follow, whether it's low salt or, you know, what they need to eat for their own diet. So that's really nice that you cater to them like that. And sounds wonderful. We're excited. We're really excited. Where can our listeners like follow you, or how do they follow you guys? You have any social media or places that they can find you?
We do. We have both Facebook and Instagram, and it's Ali's Grill from Brazil. We also have a website, which is www.ali'sgrillfrombrazil.com. And you would find us there. I post things on Instagram and Facebook here and there. I think we became that. we just have to do it. It's out there, and it's part of the business now. And that's literally what it is. And we just have to kind of follow that instruction and just continue to do that. And so I try to post very often, and there's so many. I got so many people that follows me actually as a chef, and if I don't post things for a few days, they call me. You know,
it's like, the pictures.
Where have you been? I mean, you haven't traveled. I didn't see the food no more. You know? And so I have to invite, you know, friends and say, hey, I need you guys to come over to the house. I need to do some cooking. You know, I got to post things. People are complaining now.
That's cute. That's
awesome. I enjoy it. It's not something that I do for a living, but, you know, the posting things, but it's just part of it. And so I try to do that. And so that's kind of a way of people can connect nowadays, you know. And so, but they can follow us and also on our website. You can give us your email there. And we have a weekly email list that goes out. And that gives you an idea what we're going to have and things that we're going to do throughout the week in the restaurant.
Okay. That's great, too.
Yeah, that is great. Does the menu change every week then? Is that kind of why you do that?
Yeah. You know, because I source local, there are things throughout the year that's better than, you know, during the time. And so that's always something that I look forward to throughout the season. There are things that are better, you know, better vegetables, better, you know, local produce, and some tomatoes are better at some parts of the year. And so the reason for that, and I always leave it open because there are things that are better. And so I do, it ain't going to change as much. At the other restaurant, we would change a lot. We would, you know, weekly, you know, every 3 days, I would have new things in the menu, you know, sometimes daily.
Wow. It's,
you know, it was a lot of work, but it was fun. Right. It gives me creativity. And I think most chefs agree with me. It's about creating things and being excited, you know. Your eyes sparkles, your heart beats faster, mm-hmm. you know, you got butterflies in your stomach, you know, that's all about that. And so this restaurant concepts a little bit, not as much, but I'm still going to implement that. And as much as I can change, I will. And there's so many, as you know, and you probably, you guys have noticed that this area is so rich, you know, with local produce and mm-hmm. vegetables and fruits and even beef. You know, fish right around us, Santa Barbara, you know,
mm-hmm.
so there's so much of us, you know, and that's something that my mom taught me as a chef, you know, everywhere she travel, if she travel somewhere by the sea, you ain't going to have beef there. Like you could have beef if you'd like to, but that is not what it's going to be fresher, right?
Right.
The ocean is right there. So you should have fish. You know, we live right on to everything.
Right. No, we're blessed. Yeah.
I can't just say because I live here, I'm going to have fish because the ocean's right there. But we live right on the land. There's cattle everywhere.
Yeah.
So I can't say that I'm just going to have one thing. I can literally say I would like vegetable because it's fresh, or fish because it's fresh, or beef. And so it's really exciting. We're very fortunate to be able to make a living right into Santa Barbara County, and especially this area, you know, in San Ynez Valley. We just love here.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to do a business that makes my family proud and that can carry on for a long time. I don't want to just be in business for 6 months. I want to be in business forever.
Right. That's awesome. You know?
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. We have just loved talking about your new restaurant in Buellton. Lastly, I just want you to get a chance to tell our listeners when the grand opening is.
So the grand opening, it's going to be on the 18th. And so it's coming up very shortly here. This coming week, I'm going to start prepping food and, you know, people are going to start smelling my food around here. Hopefully, you know, I want people to start smelling it and so they can come the next week. But on the 18th, we'll be open to the public. So that's the goal.
Exciting.
That's great. Lastly, we will just end with a question that we ask all of our guests, and that is, what is your favorite thing about Buellton?
Wow. Buellton is, it's incredible. It's well, not only Buellton, but I should say the whole area. I mean, this area, there's so many little cities that I can't just think of Buellton. I'd like to think of San Ynez Valley in general. But Buellton is right next to the 101. It's easy access to the city. There are all types of wineries around here, restaurants. We have incredible restaurants. We have really upscale restaurants in Buellton, actually. And most people don't know that. All the way from casual to fine dining, right in Buellton, right next to the 101, easy access. You can come from LA for the day. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You can literally come and tell your family, let's go to Buellton and have lunch and you'll be back by dinner, which is awesome. I mean, right. I can't say that much about other cities, but you know, but it's just incredible.
For me, I think my favorite thing is walking by the lake, behind lake where we have the houses, and people, it's extremely friendly. I love that we walk by and say, hello, good morning. Mm-hmm. That for me, it was one of the first things when I came from Brazil that was walking, and pretty much I could only say good morning. I could read and write, but words was hard to express. But it was walking through the neighborhood of Tambelina, and then they would just look at you and say hello. And I think that small town feeling, you mm-hmm. know, even though it's such a long area because of the highway, you still have that small town where you can go to the ice cream shop and sit down and start seeing neighbors and say hello and just talking. I think that it's what I love about Biltine, that it's growing, but it still have that small town feeling of only Albertson as a supermarket. And then you can just walk in and then you see everybody and you just start talking and catch up. So I love that in Biltine. That's for me, it's what made me get in love with the whole valley.
I think a lot of us would agree with that, Ellie, just the small town feel and the community. We hear that a lot from our guests on this podcast too, that the community, you know, is what makes it special. So I'm just really excited both of you could join us today. Thank you so much again for coming in and talking with us and telling us more about your passion project here. But Ellie's Grill from Brazil, we can't wait for it to open. And yeah, I'm going to have to, my mouth is still watering, but I'll get over there as soon as it opens. And I can't wait to try it out. And we're just really excited to have you here in Buellton and open this new restaurant. And we're just super excited. And thank you so much again for joining us today.
Thank you for having us. And I'm hoping to see you all there trying different cuts of meat and a beautiful buffet that it's going to make with a lot of love and care and thoughts.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Yes, we've loved having you. Thank you so much, listeners, for listening to this podcast as well. Don't forget to leave us a rating or review, and we will talk to you next time. This has been another episode of the Meet Us in Buellton podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Mackenzie Felstead and Kathy Breland, and produced by Rob.